I'm James McMahon. I'm the CEO of the Climate Service.
So last time we interviewed you, you're head of the Collider, so you made a switch. Tell me about your new business.
In the Collider, we saw that there was such a huge demand from corporations for understanding how climate affects them. Not only how their business affects the climate, but how the climate affects them. And it's very difficult to know in quantitative financial terms how the climate affects your business, your bottom line, and your balance sheet. So we've created some analytics using all the fantastic data that's stored here in Asheville at NCEI to help corporations understand the financial implications of climate to them.
What might be an example?
Some of the folks today talked about not only the acute problems, the floods, the droughts, the storms, the hurricanes, all those things that we see, but the impacts of chronic changes like creeping temperatures and changing humidities and those kinds of things can have real financial impacts on businesses, on the heating and cooling costs and on the employee health and availability of supply chain.
Are businesses receptive to this?
There's some that are hungry for this information already. And so we don't even have a product on the market and people are asking us for help quantifying their climate risk.
What do you think of the conference and what do you think this does for Asheville as strengthening the brand as Climate City?
Well, I think the fact that we have public, private, academic, nonprofit players in this room from across the globe really shows how Asheville is becoming Climate City. It's stepping into its role. I've been to a bunch of climate conferences and I've never seen one like this where you get business people at the highest level interacting with the actual government scientists and the academics. There are venture capitalists in the room. There are startups in the room. There are some of the largest businesses in the world in the room. And that's all happening right here in Asheville.
Hi, I'm Greg Lowe. I head up resilience and sustainability for Aon in London.
Why'd you come here? What brought you here?
I came here because we're talking to some of the startups who are actually attending today. Looking at forming partnerships, and I'm really excited about learning about what other folks in the room are working on and how we might collaborate together to deliver meaningful solutions to our clients who are facing some of these challenges.
Are there any challenges that pop up in your mind that you'd like to tackle? Did you bring kind of a list of problems when you came?
Yeah, I mean, this morning I talked about really two challenges we have. One is around this issue of chronic risk, so things like heat wave, humidity, etc., and the fact that those types of risks tend to be underinsured. And then also the challenge of infrastructure and the fact that it also is typically underinsured. And that's a huge risk for public balance sheets, and I think there's a role to play for the insurance industry and in partnership with others who are here today.
Have you been to a conference like this before?
I've been to many climate conferences, and some are really focused more on the sustainability and corporate responsibility side. Some are focused on just the climate finance side, and this is interesting because there's much more of an entrepreneurial spirit of a lot of different people who are working, again, from startups, from private equity, as well as the scientists and academics. So I think it's pretty unique as far as many of the events I've been to in the past.